we do come up with items to thank God and to praise Him for. But overall, the pandemic has caused much of the joy to dissipate. Christians or not, we all struggle to stay positive and to be thankful. Yet, the Bible tells us that our Christian joy in Christ is very real. If you are a believer, and I hope all of us are, by the way, you know, we have more than 100 people participating in our worship today, and we hope all of us are believers in the Lord Jesus. You may from time to time recall that when the love of the Lord first touched you and you repented and confessed His name, a deep sense of joy you have never known before flooded your hearts. And what a joy and what an experience it is for all of us who are born again. We were forgiven at that moment, and we received not just the Holy Spirit, but we also received the Lord Jesus into our hearts, along with that, His holy and awesome joy. And God wants all His children to continue rejoicing and living in His wonderful salvation for their whole lives. That should be joyful experience, the normal experience of every believer, as we see in 1 Peter 1:8. Peter was telling the Christians, the followers there, that, you know, you guys are showing, reflecting the kind of joy that is unspeakable and full of the glory of God. So it is possible for us as God's people to have and to radiate His joy and His glory. Because through Jesus, we have experienced a wonderful salvation. Furthermore, we now have access to all the riches and glory of Christ. So therefore, we should be flowing with unspeakable joy, correct? However, that is not often the case. We often lose the joy of our salvation. How does that happen? One obvious way is that we lose the joy of God because of our sins. Sin would cause us to lose the joy of God's salvation. Even though we have been saved, we all sin. We still sin. We still fail God, and we disobey God from time to time, knowingly and unknowingly. The sins we committed cause us to lose our joy. After we have sinned, we feel that something is wrong, because our conscience is telling us that we did something displeasing to God. We sense a barrier between us and the Lord. So Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 59, chapter 59, verse 2, your iniquities. For God's people, it is their iniquities and our transgressions that have become a separation between us and our God. And our sins had hidden God's face from us so that God doesn't hear. And when God's face is hidden from us, His joy is also taken away from us. Our sins separate us from God, big or small. Next slide. Our sins cause us to lose the joy of our salvation. And that is why King David in Psalms 51, verse 12, this, by the way, is one of my favorite verses in scriptures. It has so much to teach me. And David pleaded with God to restore to him the joy of God's salvation. He once enjoyed fellowship with God. However, because of his disobedience, he lost all of that. Now, besides our sins, there are other ways that cause us to lose our joy, especially the joy of fellowship with God. Even today, we can lose the joy of our salvation easily. What most often threatens our joy? Just to name a few: pain, fear, failures, loss of our loved ones. And this year, we lost quite a few brothers and sisters to COVID-19 and to other causes. Perhaps the wear and tear and the suffering in life has taken away our joy. And maybe because of job insecurity, our anger, our temperament, are health concerns, difficulty in a relationship, and prayers that seem to go unanswered, just to name a few. The point is that it is very easy for believers, even for pastors, deacons, and elders, missionaries alike, to lose our joy as believers. How can we recover and maintain the joy of our salvation? How can we have that 10,000 and yes, more than 10,000 reasons to praise God from time to time? As Christian, joy can sometimes seem very elusive. We may even find ourselves crying out as David did, "O Lord, restore, restore to me the joy of your salvation." So brothers and sisters, if your joy currently in God is less than what it was, I pray that the following teaching from the Bible, it may be simple, you probably have heard them all, but I pray that scripture may yet revive you and restore the joy of your salvation from God to you. One of the very first things that we can do is to confess our sins to God and to confess our sins quickly. Next slide. Whether our sins are small transgressions or serious offenses, we must confess them to the Lord. Whenever our conscience makes us aware that we have sinned, we shouldn't wait to confess to the Lord until later. 1 John 1:9 tells us, and this is a great promise from God, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, we confess. We need to confess, and God will do his part. God is righteous, God is forgiving, and God will cleanse us. And when the problem of sin is dealt with and our fellowship with God is restored, we experience the joy of God's salvation once more. Learning to confess our sins without delay is a good habit to develop. It is a very difficult habit to keep. So I would encourage you that every time when you or I have sinned, let us not wait until a later time to confess to God. There is no reason to wait. The sooner we confess our sins and failures to God, the sooner we can enjoy and recapture that sweet fellowship with God once more. And the second tip from the Bible is that, you know, let us develop a daily appetite for God's word as our spiritual food. That each day, let us remind ourselves that we need a Bible to sustain a spirit of gratitude, of praise, and of rejoicing. Once again, you may remember in the Psalms, it says that, you know, the psalmist says the word of God is sweeter than honey. If you pause to think about those words, you may, you know, even begin to sense some of the excitement, some of the joy, and some of that joy, you know, that upbeat feelings in the words of the psalmist. Indeed, do you remember the last time you could actually sense that God's word is sweet, even sweeter than honey, and that it was precious above everything else? When the psalmist says this, he wasn't kidding. You actually felt his sentiments. God's word has power to turn us satisfied and happy being, to turn us into satisfied and happy individuals. If we spend time daily, even for say just 5 to 10 minutes for starter, uninterrupted time with God, you would find that when we delight ourselves in God's word, the words we feed on becomes the gladness and joy of our hearts, sustaining us throughout the day. Eating physical food is an enjoyment to us, but feeding on the word of God brings us true and lasting inner satisfaction. So a daily habit of taking in God's word as our spiritual nourishment will help us maintain our joy in God's salvation. And the third tip from scripture is that, you know, speak to the Lord in prayer all the time. During the pandemic, some believers share that their prayer life has been reinvigorated, taken on more vigor. But there are also believers who share that because of stress, because of fear and anxiety, their prayer life has taken a downturn. God invites us to talk to Him all the time. Isn't it a joy to know that when we come to the Lord, we do not need to feel that we must kneel down and that we must solemnly recite a formal prayer, but we can just simply come before God and open our hearts and speak to the Lord. Jesus invites us to come to Him at all times, anytime, day or night, we can talk to Him. And what a freedom that is. And what a joy to know that God welcomes us to come before Him. He doesn't despise our feeble cries and thanksgiving. Rather, in John chapter 16, the verse we just read, Lord Jesus says, He invites us to ask and know that we shall receive. Why? So that our joy in Him may be made full, may be made complete. Speaking to God in prayer about everything, anything, will bring us joy. We can even pray when we do not know how to, by simply calling on the precious name of the Lord. The coronavirus crisis creates an opportunity for believers to seek the Lord more by opening to the Lord in prayer every day. And throughout the day, we strengthen our loving relationship with Him. And by staying in that fellowship relationship with God, we maintain our joy. The fourth tip from Scripture is that treasure the fellowship with other believers on a regular basis. One blessing during the pandemic is that many appreciate the truth that the church is not just a bunch of Sunday activities. The church is much more than a physical address. Believers in fellowship make up the church. You and I are the church. Having fellowship with other believers during difficult times help us maintain and cultivate our joy in God. Since one of the greatest joys and blessings of Christian life is to come together with others who know and love God. And concerning the power of joy when believer meets together, 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 to 4 has this to say. In this passage, John was telling his brothers and sisters that he could perceive a genuine Christian fellowship in their midst. And that reality, that fact, brought him a lot of joy. This is how he put it. That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is not just with you. It is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that our joy, your joy and our joy, all together may be made complete, full. And that is that word again, based on what Jesus said in John chapter 16. You and I need one another. So let's learn to reach out. Let's learn to appreciate one another. And let's learn to reflect and radiate God's joy and peace in the church. Last but not least, tip number 5, focus on your spiritual identity brings you joy. Very often we tend to base our joy on our surroundings, that we are feeling good, and that we are not infected, and that we are experiencing success at work. However, this Thanksgiving, and also each day, remember to give thanks to God for our identity in Christ, who we are in the eyes of God. You know that we are children of God, redeemed through the blood of Jesus. God loves us so much that he came in the person of Jesus to make his love known to human beings. And those who knew him, God wants to turn them into his ambassadors and messengers to share the same good news of great joy. We can rejoice because Scripture tells us that Jesus never changes in his goodness, in his righteousness, in his compassion. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that should be another reason to help us rejoice in God. So, brothers and sisters, this is just a very brief sharing. If you find this Thanksgiving and Christmas season a little harder to see God and capture his presence, do not lose heart. Do not give up, because as believers, we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit is also God with us, Emmanuel. He will bring us joy and peace if we ask him. Jesus says that his people are his lights in the world. So let us encourage one another to share this overflowing of joy in our Christian lives so that the church may become a beacon for God. And because of Jesus in our midst, let us serve him with mercies, with faithfulness, with joy, and with peace, all because of the power of God's love.